T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking a little Pelicans, it's always good news for our NBA franchise when we're talking about them this time of year. Seth Dunlap, Scott Alexander in studio. Christian and Bobby are off. Mark Menard's behind the glass. And let's bring on in our buddy Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast, at Nola Jake. One of, I understand, Jake, the most listened to podcasts on the Locked On Network across the country. Is that right?
With all the good news for the Pelicans the past couple months, the excitement around Zion Williamson and the other rookies, I think, you know, you're seeing the fan base really almost ravenous for Pelicans content. So been in the top 100, 200 of the iTunes charts for sports. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's just great to see the city of New Orleans really rally behind this team and show excitement like I've never seen before.
Yeah, get it, bro. And it's like, I'm excited. We got the band back together here. You, Scott, me, it's we did this a lot last year. Hopefully we're going to do it a lot in the future. And Jake, it's interesting, this team now is so deep, and we've talked about the depth before. I mean, if you take away Blewett and we assume Cheatham isn't going to be there, you're still, what, 15, 16 deep? And I guess that's a good problem to have for Alvin Gentry and David Griffin and company, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to try and figure out what a minutes rotation might be, and some of these guys that are good players may not see the type of minutes that they've had in the past. Even a guy like Kenrich Williams, who did star for this team a little bit at the end of last season and in summer league this past set here in Vegas, isn't really in line to get an absolute ton of minutes. Frank Jackson, who got a lot of minutes last year, maybe doesn't see as many. That's partially due to some of these rookies, in particular Nickeil Alexander-Walker, really stepping up. But you brought a lot of depth in with that trade of Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers. And this team, I won't go and say 15 deep. The rookies are going to hit rookie walls for sure. I don't know if Hayes is going to contribute that much to the team this year. Some of these other guys aren't going to have tons of minutes, but certainly there's more depth than we've ever seen before. And if you're Alvin Gentry, this is a really great problem to have.
Jake, I respect your opinion as much as anyone's, and I really do enjoy listening to you. But let me ask you a question about Lonzo Ball, Zion Williamson, that combination. I've been touting this since the day we got Lonzo, and I've been fighting off the people immediately. I said, that's trash. That, you know, Lonzo's no good. Brandon Ingram suck. And I just said, listen, man, Lonzo's been in a situation that's been no win for him. Between his father and Magic Johnson's situation over there, the pressure there, and then LeBron coming in and injuries. Really, he was set up to fail completely. Now he's just got all that baggage off. He's in New Orleans. He's got a fresh start. Looks like they're going to give him the ball. How do you see the transition with him and Zion and the rest of this team going? You know, because we heard Lonzo just talk about being so good defensively. He thinks this team is going to be one of the better defensive teams. But how does that play into being such a good explosive offense, which is what Coach Gentry wants to have?
Yeah, well, the type of offense they want to run is really getting out in transition and running and scoring in the fast break. And you only do that when you're ending opponents' offensive possessions. And you've heard Dave Griffin talk about it. They want possession enders on the defensive side of the ball. So that's forcing a turnover or a missed shot, grabbing that rebound and getting out in transition and running. And that's where Lonzo Ball does really excel, at least on the defensive side. He's a guy who's got very good size. You've seen him guard positions 1 through 4 at times in the NBA, sometimes even in one possession, as Josh Hart pointed out in a game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Orlando Magic last season. For his size, he's a very good rebounder too, meaning he can start the fast break. When he gets the ball, you don't waste a second making a pass to someone else. He can just grab it and go. Offensively, he hasn't been good. There's no other way to put it. You can't really sugarcoat this. He's got a problem with his jump shot. He's not aggressive and doesn't get to the free throw line. And when he does get to the free throw line, he shoots sub 50% from there, which kind of impacts how he plays in the half court. But a lot of those concerns are minimized in transition. When he's running the fast break and he can get to the rim, there's fewer defenders there in the way that are going to send him to the line. So he'll maybe be a little bit more confident scoring that way. At that point, he can even take a short mid-range jumper if he needs to. He doesn't need to worry about just being left open on the three-point line with teams daring him to shoot, something the Pelicans did against him last season, where I think he shot 3 for 15 from deep and the Pelicans just sagged wide off of him. So him in transition and in this offense should really kind of minimize the concerns you have about him as a player. It minimizes the opportunities in the areas he needs to improve, which is a good thing. Let him get his confidence back, because like you said, he was in a no-win situation in Los Angeles before, and now he can step in, just play instinctual basketball, something he said when he was introduced, build that confidence back up, and then once he has that, that's where I think you'll start to see him make strides in those other areas. I think he's going to fit very well next to Zion Williamson. They can both run the fast break. They're both very good passers. Seeing those two guys leading the team is going to be a lot of fun. So I think Lonzo Ball is going to be in store for a very big and maybe breakout season for the Pelicans.
Obviously, we know what Gentry wants is transition, but he also, you know, to get the Golden State type offense, you have to have shooters. You're never going to get the kind that they have in Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, obviously, but when you look at this team, they just brought J.J. Redick in, and it's funny, when you look at that 15-man roster, which Seth just talked about, a couple of names just kind of stick out like sore thumbs because they're not new. They've been here a little bit, and they've had some ups and downs, more downs than ups, in my opinion, with Darius Mills, but the other one is Etuan Moore. I know these guys are shooters, so that's, to me, probably the main reason if they're still around, they'll be around. But what do you foresee with them in this offense if they're still here?
And 30 seconds, Jake.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of open shots since teams are going to be keying in on Drew Holiday and Zion Williamson. Those guys can hit down open shots. They're in for, you know, a significant role, even if they're playing limited minutes.
Jake, always appreciate it, man. Short and sweet today. Go ahead and have a great weekend, all right?
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Take care, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.